All right, take your Bibles. Let's open them to the book of Job, chapter number 39. Okay, so natapos natin yung 38. And we're now in chapter 39. This is the part of Jehovah's first speech. So the Lord gives two speeches before the close of the book. The final word belongs to the Lord. And chapter 39 is part of his first speech. So now we're in part 5 of the Lord's first speech. And so we, just looking at chapter 38, just thinking about 38, we visited the sky, the first heaven. We saw the second heaven. We went down to the ocean. We went down to Sheol. We went into the heart of Job and into the spiritual heart of man. We're going through all these places, and none of these things Job had any knowledge of or wisdom about unless it was given to him by God. And so wisdom comes from the Lord. Now, the topic of wisdom will show up again in chapter 39 through the animals. And so let's look at chapter 39. Now we visit the animals. So after visiting heaven and Sheol and the spirit of man, now we're going to look at animals. And so let's see what God knows or thinks of the animals. Let's read chapter 38. Okay, Job chapter 38, and we'll begin with verse, let's see here. We'll begin with verse number 39. Chapter 38, verse 39, 40, and 41. Basahin natin yung tatlong verses na yan. 39, 40, and 41. Job chapter 38, verse 39. Together, "Wilt thou hunt the prey for the lion, or fill the appetite of the young lions when they couch in their dens and abide in the covert to lie in wait? Who provided for the raven his food when his young ones cry unto God? They wander for lack of meat." Let's pray and ask the Lord to bless them. Father in heaven, we thank you for the magnificent creation that you have in the animal world. We thank you not just that you created them, but you also sustain for their needs and their concerns. You designed them to really glorify you and to bring honor and glory to your amazing creativity. And so, Father, we pray that as we look at the animal world and we consider the wisdom behind all of that, I pray that we would humble ourselves before you, confessing our inadequacy and ignorance in all these things, and trust in you that if you can take care of them, you certainly will take care of us, and even more so because we're more precious in your eyes, being made into your image and glory. Help us to glorify you, Lord. Teach us tonight. Help us to humble ourselves, receive the word of God with meekness and fear. We love you, Lord. Ask your blessing upon us in cleansing and forgiveness. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. So Job 38, 39 to 41 begins the animal world. Lion, raven, and it has to do with sustaining them, feeding them. Job, would you do you know how to take care of lions and ravens, Job? Of course, Job would say no. Would you feed a lion, Job? Would you go up to their cave when they're pouncing, ready to pounce for food? Would you go up to them and feed them, Job? Of course not, no. Well, what about the raven, Job, way up in the mountaintop? Could you climb up there and take care of their young ones as they cry unto the Lord for food? Would you do that, Job? No. Would you know how to? Could you answer them? No. Job is completely weak, completely inadequate to take care of these things. Now, chapter 39, verse number 1. Knowest thou the time when the wild goats of the rock bring forth? Yung panganganak ng mga wild goats, mga kambing na wild. Alam mo ba kung kailan sila manganganak? Do you know the gestation period for wild goats, Job? Do you? I don't. So for humans, the gestation period for humans, a baby in the mother's womb, 280 days. Is that right? About 280 days? Huh? That's 9 months ba yun? Is that right? Yung palang wild goats would take about 200 days. So a little shorter. But nonetheless, can you control that, Job? Do you know what that's about? Do you know how to form a wild goat? Can you take care of them? Canst thou mark when the hinds do calve? That means when hinds give birth to their calves. So what is a hind? Ano ang hind? So sa Tagalog, ang hind ay usa. Usa. That's right. Usa. Deer sa English. So doe, a deer, a female deer. Alam pala ninyo yun, no? Okay. So hinds come from a language called the Teutonic language of the German, early German English, Germanic language of the year 400, around that time. And hinds literally means hunted or sought by hunting. And so it's referring to the red deer. It's a species of deer na sikat sa Israel, sikat din sa Middle East, and my Asia Minor, Turkey region. So the ladies, the women, are called hinds. The male species is called stag. Stag. And they can grow as big as 650 pounds. 650 pounds. That's 295 kilos. Biro mo, yung hayop na yon, 295 kilos, ang daming karne na pwedeng chap-chapin yan, ilagay sa freezer. Okay ka na, sa isang taon, you can eat that for the whole year, just about. So, amazing. Do you know anything about that, Job? Can you take care of those animals? Canst thou number the months that they fulfill? Or knowest thou the time when they bring forth, again, that gestation period? Verse 3, they bow themselves, they bring forth their young ones, and they cast out their sorrows. So, I guess, you know, a mom would know this. When the child is born, the sorrow disappears. All you're waiting and waiting, you remember those few months before the birth, and how you're just ready to have this baby, okay? At first, it's like, oh, nice baby bump, ooh-hoo. And then a few months later, you're like, oh, get rid of this child. Get it out of me, you know? And so, but as soon as you see the baby, as soon as the baby is okay, the sorrow disappears. Now, verse number 4 says, their young ones are in good liking. They grow up with corn. They go forth and return not unto them. So just a few months later, the little calves, they're independent. They're independent. So they become independent of their parents. They become strong. And then they don't return to the parents. So very different from Job's experience. So Job, do you know anything about taking care of hinds and all that? No, no clue about that. Verse 5, how about the wild ass? Who had sent out the wild ass free? Or who hath loosed the bands of the wild ass, whose house I have made the wilderness and barren land his dwelling place? So itong wild ass, asno or donkey, ito ay wild. So may mga donkeys na domesticated donkeys. Yun naman yung donkey na sinakyan ni Jesus Christ nung pumasok siya sa Palm Sunday. So there are some donkeys that are undomesticated. You cannot train them. They are not broken. They are wild and free. They're really no use to man personally. They do their own thing, and they have made the wilderness and the barren land his dwellings. Who created them that way? Who made them that way? God did, Job. Can you train them? Do you know how to take care of them? Do you know how to tell them, this is where you live, this is where you stay? Verse 7, he scorneth the multitude of the city, neither regardeth he the crying of the driver. He doesn't listen to anybody. So Job, can anybody train a wild ass? No, you can't, but God can, but not you. The range of the mountains is his pasture, and he searcheth out every green thing. So the survival of the wild ass is completely God's responsibility. Job, you're not even responsible for them. I am, and I take care of them, and I provide green pastures for them. So Job needed to be reminded that God provides for him just as much as he provides for the wild donkeys. So let's see, verse number nine. Here's a unique animal called the unicorn. The unicorn. Now, sa modern English, pag sinabing unicorn, ang pumapasok sa isip ng marami ay yung mythological kabayo na merong isang sungay. Yung unicorn daw yun. Hindi ho yan ang unicorn ng Bible. Okay, so gawa kathang isip lang yung unicorn na yung kabayo na may isang sungay na ganun. That is not the unicorn of the scriptures. So the word unicorn shows up in the Bible 9 times. 7 singular, 2 plural unicorns. So makikita mo yung salitang unicorn sa Deuteronomy, makikita mo ito sa Job, makikita mo ito sa Numbers, makikita mo ito sa Isaiah. And ano ba itong unicorn na ito? Unicorn. So, will the unicorn be willing to serve thee or abide by thy crib? What is this unicorn? Well, yung translators ng King James, nagbigay siya ng clue. Sa Isaiah 34, go to Isaiah 34, verse 7. Isaiah 34, verse 7. If you have a King James Bible with translator notes sa margin, may mga King James Bible na may notes sa margin galing sa mga translators mismo. Ito, halimbawa, itong Bible na ito, meron akong marginal note galing sa translators. Baka kayo meron. Yung iba, malamang wala kasi hindi sinali yung notes nila. It's okay, pero pakinggan nyo. Isaiah 34, verse 7. The Bible says, and the unicorns shall come down with them. So, doon sa salitang unicorns, plural, merong number 2. Pag tinignan mo yung number 2 sa gilid, yung translators ng 1611, naglagay sila ng note sa gilid. And the marginal note, who has a marginal note? Does anybody have a marginal note in here? Walang marginal note. Okay, so just you can research it. And does yours have a marginal note?
At the bottom of the verse.
Yeah, what does it say?
Or rhinoceros.
Yun. Rhinoceros. Ang sabi ng King James Bible, King James translators. Rhinoceros. So it's a rhinoceros. Unicorn. Rhinoceros. Eh, Brother Bill, yung unicorn, dalawa ang horn, hindi isa. Eh, dito, unicorn, isa lang ang horn. Well, hindi mo ba alam, baka hindi mo alam, merong rhinoceros na isa lang ang horn, merong isang rhinoceros, dalawa ang horn. So, sa rhinoceros, makikita mo yung horn nila sa yung mahaba yung kanilang pisngi, tapos meron silang nose, yung horn, pataas na ganyan, Yun yung unang horn. Malaking horn yun. Yung maliit na horn, pangalawa. Okay? That's a rhinoceros. Okay? Meron palang rhinoceros, isa lang yung horn. Ang tawag doon ay unicorn. Rhinoceros, unicorn. Tapos, yung dalawang horns, pag plural, rhinoceros, bicorus. Bicorus, dalawa, two. So, uni, one. Bicorus, two. A unicorus ang sinasabi dito. So, the Bible is clear here. It's talking about a rhinoceros. So, yan yung unicorn ng Bible. Now, natatandaan natin, sinulat yung Job sa kapanahon ni Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph. It's very, very early in the history of Israel that the book of Job was written. So it could very well be na yung species ng unicorn ay na-extinct na ngayon. Pero meron pa rin mga unicorn, rhinoceros, even today. Tapos sa archaeology, meron pang tinatawag na fossils. They found fossils of a unicorn, a rhinoceros, 15 feet huge rhinoceros, and fossils are found, and they're called Elasmotherium sibiricum. They have one horn. And so it could be very well that, but it doesn't matter. A unicorn is not mythological horse with one horn. Okay, so that the Bible is not a book of mythology. It is a book of reality and history. And so we have this here. Verse number 9. Will the unicorn be willing to serve thee or abide by thy crib? Canst thou bind the unicorn with his band in the furrow? Ano yung furrow? Kanal. Ano yung band? Tali. Pwede mo bang taliin yung unicorn at dalhin siya sa pang-aararo ng kanal? Can you do that? Can you control the unicorn? And so the answer, of course, is nope. I can't control that. I can't control the lightning. I can't control the sky. I can't control the weather. I can't control the stars. I can't control Sheol. I can't control the ocean. I can't control the waves and the waters. I can't control the rhinoceros. I can't control anything. And that's exactly what God is trying to teach Job. Job, let me be God. Let me control. I can control things. You can't. So, verse number 11. Verse number, with his bands in the furrow. Or will he harrow the valleys after thee? Yung harrow, ibig sabihin doon, araro. Pag-aararo ng mga valleys. Wilt thou trust him because his strength is great? Or wilt thou leave thy labor to him? Wilt thou believe him? Or will he bring home thy seed or gather it to thy barn? So Job needed to be reminded that God could work with him just as much as God could control the unicorn and work with the unicorn. God could control and work with Job. You can trust in the Lord. He's the one in control. We don't have any power. Who's got the power? He has the power. We have nothing. But God controls everything. So verse number 13. Thou gavest thou goodly wings unto the peacocks. Saan yung peacock sa Tagalog? Paburial. Tama ba yun? Ha? Huh? Paburial? Pabu. Yun lang. Pabo. Pabo. Peacocks. Pabo. All right. Thou gavest goodly wings unto the peacocks. Did you make the peacock look so sharp, Job? Was that your responsibility? Did you do that, Job? And of course, Job would say no. Or how about wings and feathers to the ostrich? Ano yung Tagalog ng ostrich? Ostrich. It's the same word. Ostrich. Tinesting ko na kay Google. Sabi ko, Google, anong Tagalog ng ostrich? Sabi ni Google, ostrich. O sige, bahala ka. Alright, so the ostrich. Now, notice this, okay? God's gonna show us the ostrich without wisdom. The ostrich without wisdom. God shows how the ostrich has wings and feathers. But the thing about the ostrich is, hindi niya ginagamit yung wings niya. This is not a flying bird. So yes, he's got wings, but he doesn't fly. Look at verse 14. Which leaveth her eggs in the earth and warmeth them in the dust. So you know what ostrich do? If they lay an egg, they're going to lay an egg in the middle of the desert, in the open air, and they're going to pile them together. One lays an egg, the other lays an egg, the other lays an egg. All their eggs are there, right in the open. It's not even protected. Verse 15, and forgetteth that the foot may crush them. Moms don't take care of their eggs, and the foot crushes the egg. They even step on them. And they don't know. They don't care. Or that the wild beast may break them. What about maybe a serpent would come and take the egg or eat the egg or consume? But of course, an ostrich egg is equal to 12 eggs. 12 hen eggs, okay? So, ang laki ng ostrich egg, they're about this big, really thick, and it's equal to 12 large eggs. So, but it has one big yolk. Okay, you can really make a nice omelet. it's just a lot of things you can make with that. But, verse 16, she is hardened against her young ones as though they were not hers. So there's no relationship, a mothering relationship's not there. Without natural affection. Her labor is vain without fear. She's stepping on her eggs, cracking it, destroying her own work, her own thing, and she doesn't care. There's no fear. Why? Look at verse 17. Because God hath deprived her of wisdom. So, hindi pala siya binigyan ng wisdom ng Diyos. Kaya pala, natatapakan niya yung... Kaya pala, baliwala sa kanya yung egg, natatapakan niya yung egg, na nawawasak yung egg, hindi niya inaalagaan. Kasi wala siyang wisdom galing sa Diyos. So do you see this magnificent bird? Did you know the ostrich could run 40 miles an hour? 40 miles an hour. That's pretty fast. That's pretty fast. It can run just as fast as a horse. They can't fly, but they can run. And did you know that the ostrich could kill you if it would just kick you at the right spot? Instant death. Matadyakan ka lang ng ostrich sa dibdib, you are instantly dead. That's powerful. Powerful kick, strong legs, amazing thing that God has gifted the ostrich with such great strength. But strength without wisdom is worthless. Okay? So, tingnan mo itong lesson na ito. Itong sinasabi ng Bible. Yung mga binigay sa atin ng Diyos, yung talent natin, yung abilities natin, yung anything that we have that God gave us, if God doesn't give us His wisdom, we're worthless. It's fruitless. The things we're doing for God, if God gives us no wisdom, it will go nowhere. It will accomplish nothing. We need the wisdom of God. We need God's wisdom. Verse 17. Because God hath deprived her of wisdom, neither hath he imparted to her understanding. So, what time she has lifted up herself on high, she scorneth the horse and his rider. Man, she can even outrun the horse. It's a fast bird. But no wisdom. So talent and ability without God's wisdom is worthless. So always, Job. So Job, you had great talents and skill. Tingnan mo yung talent ni Job. He was a miner. He went down into the mining, and he knows how to bring gold out. Very wealthy man. He had cattle. Ha, nag-alaga siya ng mga cattle, di ba? Naalala niyo yung mga cattle niya, his sheep, his cattle. He was a rancher, a miner, a rancher. He was a family man. He had everything, but God is the one who gave him wisdom about all these things. Now, tandaan niyo sa book of Job, the key to the book of Job is God's wisdom. Go to Job chapter 28. Job chapter 28, and would you know that Job is the first book of the wisdom section of the Old Testament? So, yes, this is poetry, but this is also part of wisdom of the Old Testament. So, Job 28:28, here's the heart of the book of Job. And unto man he said, behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. And to depart from evil is understanding. So kung wala kang takot sa Diyos, wala kang wisdom. Kung meron ka lang takot sa Diyos, magkakaroon ka ng wisdom. At kung iwasan mo ang kasalanan, bibigyan ka ng Diyos ng understanding. See, ganito yun mga kabataan. Hindi ko kailangan maranasan yung drugs para may understanding ako na yung drugs ay masama. Hindi ko na kailangan maranasan yung manigarilyo para may understanding ako na yung sigarilyo hindi nakakabuti sa katawan. Do you understand that? Hindi ko kailangan mangalunya para ma-understand ko na yung adultery ay masama. See, that's the wisdom that comes from God. So, we can avoid a lot of sin if we just fear the Lord and ask and depart from evil. And so, wag niyong hayaan yung sarili ninyo na mabola ng kasalanan. Mga kaibigan, nag-aalok. Halika, inom tayo. Halika, gawa tayo ng mali. Kung sasama ka dyan, mawawala sa'yo yung wisdom. Mawawala sa'yo yung understanding. Yung mga umiinom, wala silang wisdom. Wala silang understanding. Ha? Kulang talaga sila. De, something wrong here. And so the ostrich. Let me just say it like this. You can be an ostrich Christian. Alam mo yung ostrich? Kung gaano kamangmang yung ostrich? You know how foolish an ostrich is when it wants to hide? To protect itself? To protect itself from a lion. Let's say a lion wants to eat the ostrich. The ostrich will hide her head in the sand. Kasi pag nakatago yung ulo ko, hindi ako nakikita ng mga lion. Now, is that wisdom or is that dumb? That's a lack of wisdom. Did you know that if you wanted to hunt for an ostrich, all you have to do is stand, and if you scare the ostrich, he'll run, but he runs in circles. He's going to run, but man, he's going to run really fast, but he runs in circles. So all you got to do is, if you have a knife or a sword, you just put it out there, and he'll run right through the sword. I'm just saying, it's like, what? Talent and strength and ability without God's wisdom is worthless. Let's not be an ostrich type of a Christian. Let's ask God every day for His wisdom. We need God's wisdom for decisions. We need God's wisdom for what we will accomplish for the Lord. We need His understanding. And so, what about God? When we ask God for wisdom, does He give it to us? Okay, let's look at Proverbs chapter 8, verse 11. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 11. Proverbs 8:11, the Bible says, "For wisdom is better than rubies, and all things that may be desired are not to be compared to it." So if you had $1 million here, and you have wisdom here, which is better? Wisdom.
Kasi kahit na milyonaryo ka, kung wala kang wisdom kung paano gamitin yung pera na yan, mauuwi yan. Kahit na milyonaryo yan, mauuwi yan sa wala. Pero pag may wisdom ka, kahit na konti yung pera mo, kaya mo yung stretch. Maabot mo yung dapat mong maabot. With wisdom.
And so wisdom is the principal thing here. Look at chapter 17, Proverbs 17, verse 27. Proverbs 17, verse 27. We'll be going through the book of Proverbs eventually, so... Proverbs chapter 17, verse 27. "He that hath knowledge spareth his words, and a man of understanding is of an excellent spirit." Not an ostrich spirit, but an excellent spirit. So, you have the economy of words. So, if you find yourself foolishly talking and talking nonsense, that's an indication you're lacking wisdom. So, "He that hath knowledge spareth his words." Spare your words, especially if the word bank is on empty. You may have overdraft. James chapter 1 verse 5. James chapter 1 verse 5. Let's see here in the New Testament. James chapter 1 verse 5. "If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him." So, if you don't have wisdom, it's not because God doesn't want to give it to you. God wants to give every man wisdom. The problem is we don't ask God for His wisdom. We think we can solve problems in our own self. And we're void of wisdom from the Lord. All right. So let's go to the horse. Verse 19. "Hast thou given the horse strength? Hast thou clothed his neck with thunder?" So this is a war horse. So sa Bible, may mga iba't ibang klaseng mga horses. Even in society, there's all different kinds of horses. Well, this is a war horse. This is a horse that a captain of an army would mount. This is not a little horse. This is a strong, huge, magnificent war horse. "Canst thou make him afraid as a grasshopper?" So here's another animal mentioned. So we have one insect mentioned in the Lord's zoo. Okay, the grasshopper. So can you startle this horse? Of course not. "The glory of his nostrils is terrible. He paweth in the valley." That means he's getting ready. He's doing this. Getting ready to pounce and getting ready for the fight. "He rejoiceth in his strength. He goeth on to meet the armed men." He's not afraid of armed soldiers. He's going to pounce them, run them over. "He mocketh at fear. He is not affrighted, neither turneth he back from the sword." Man, they pull out their sword. He doesn't even flinch. He goes after them in battle. "The quiver rattleth against him, the glittering spear and the shield. He swalloweth the ground with fierceness and rage, neither believeth he that it is the sound of the trumpet. He saith among the trumpets, ha ha." See there? The war horse mocks You know, when the enemy trumpet says, advance, fight, the horse says, haha, I'm going to go after you. He smelleth the battle of from afar off, the thunder, the captains, and the shouting. This is the bravery, the glory of this horse. You know what Job needed to be reminded about? Job needed to be reminded that the battle is not his. The battle is the Lord's. And even the horse knows it. What about you, Job? I know you're going through testings and sufferings and trials, but whose battle is this? It's the battle is the Lord's. So last set of animals here, verse 26, doth the hawk fly by, by thy wisdom, and stretcheth her wings toward the south. Yung hawk sa Tagalog, lawin. That's right, lawin, okay. And doth the eagle, agila, mount up as thy commandment and make her nest on high. Did you know, Job, that an eagle will set her nest up on the mountaintop? By the way, do you know how big an eagle's nest is? It's not a small little nest, okay? It's a 13 feet deep nest. This is a huge thing. Eagles will gather wood and things from miles away and bring it up to the mountain to create a fortress for their eggs. This is something amazing. The eagles. So Job, can you take care of the eagles up in the mountain? Can you make them a nest? No. Now I know you're a rancher. I know you know a lot about animals. But did you know any of this? And Job has to confess, nope. She dwelleth and abideth on the rock, upon the crag of the rock, and a strong place. From within she seeketh the prey, and her eyes behold afar off. The eagle from way up in the air could look down in the river and see the fish and swoop down and get that fish. Job, are your eyes that good, Job? No. And her eyes behold afar off. Her young ones also suck up blood where the slain are. There she is. Okay, so Job, can you provide for them? No. Job needed to be reminded that if hawks and eagles can see far away, that God sees very much well into the future. That God knows Job's condition, and that God sees him. Even from the third heaven, God could see us. God knows us. And God knows exactly what to do, and God is always in control. So Job, you need to trust in the God that you cannot see, but God sees you. Look at Psalm 32, verse 10. Psalm 32, verse 10. Psalm 32, verse 10. Many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he that trusteth in the Lord, mercy shall compass him about. So trust in the Lord. God will surround you with his mercies. So we look at the majesty of God in the animal world. Now, in the next speech, before the Lord gives his second and final speech, Job will make a statement, and we'll look at his statement next week. And then we'll go into some greater animals, some really big animals. All right? So for now, we have God's care for the animals. Let's pray and ask the Lord to bless them. Father in heaven, we thank you, Lord, for the wisdom that comes from you and how we need it and how we see your hand of blessing and care in the animal world. And if you care for them, we know you care for us. And we need to trust in you So Lord, I pray you give us your wisdom, your understanding in our trials, in our problems. You have an answer for every one of these things. We just need to trust in you and fear you and avoid evil and find your wisdom in the Word of God. So Father, I pray that this word would be a blessing to our hearts, Lord, as we, if we're going through trials, help us to be obedient and be reminded of these precious truths. We ask your blessing upon us now. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.